This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with Hereditary Prince of Liechtenstein, Prince Albert, in New Delhi yesterday on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit 2026. The External Affairs Ministry said that during the meeting, both the leaders reviewed bilateral cooperation in various areas. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with the President of the Slovak Republic, Peter Pellegrini, on the sidelines of the summit. They reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations and discussed ways to enhance cooperation in areas including trade and investment, digital technologies, defence, space, energy, culture and people-to-people linkages. Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Sri Lankan President Anura Kumarasinghe. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the leaders took stock of the progress in India-Sri Lanka relations in recent times. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandram Gulam. Both leaders reiterated their commitment to work closely to further strengthen India-Mauritius' enhanced strategic partnership. During the meeting with United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres and Prime Minister Modi, they exchanged perspectives on UN reforms, especially giving greater voice to the Global South. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Vaishnav said more than 5 lakh visitors have enjoyed this exhibition, learned a lot and interacted with many experts from the world.
This AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. About more than 5 lakh visitors have enjoyed this exhibition, learned a lot, interacted with many experts from the world. We had practically every major AI player in the world participating in large numbers. We had so many startups getting the opportunity to showcase their work. Overall, the quality of discussion was phenomenal.
President Draupadi Murmu said that the existing outdated framework of the UN Security Council must be reformed to reflect contemporary geopolitical realities, and the Global South must have a greater say in decision-making. She said this during the call of Secretary-General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, in New Delhi yesterday. The President emphasized that urgent reform of the UN Security Council is the key to maintaining the relevance and effectiveness of the UN. Home Minister Amit Shah launched the Vibrant Village Program 2.0 at Nathanpur in the Indo-Bangladesh border area of Katigara in Kachha district of Assam. Speaking on this occasion yesterday, Mr. Shah said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken several steps for the development of border areas. He said such programs would be organized in 334 blocks and in about 1,954 villages in 17 states of the country, as well as in 140 border villages in Assam. The Supreme Court directed deployment of serving and former district judges to assist the Election Commission in the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. A bench of Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joymalia Bakshi and Vipul M. Pancholi yesterday passed a slew of fresh directions to ensure completion of the special intensive revision process in the state. The bench ordered deputation of judicial officers for adjudication of claims and objections of persons put under logical discrepancy list. It asked the Calcutta High Court Chief Justice to spare judicial officers and find former judges to assist in SIR work. The government has released over 137 crore rupees under the 15th Finance Commission grants to strengthen rural local bodies in Goa, Meghalaya, Sikkim and Uttarakhand for the current financial year. Ministry of Panchayati Raj has said that the release covers allocations pertaining to different financial years and aims to further strengthen rural local governance. In the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia defeated Oman by 9 wickets in the last Group B match in Sri Lanka. Chasing a target of 105 runs, Australia overhauled the target with 9 wickets in hand in just 9.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.